On April 22, people around the world will celebrate living on this beautiful planet. How they love it and what they are doing to protect it. For those of us blessed to call Half Moon Bay our home, it's not a far stretch to be grateful for our piece of paradise. From forests thick with towering trees, mountains rising against the sky, waves crashing on our shores, and to embrace the other beings that share their home with us. The bears, deer, and other wildlife. The orcas and humpbacks and multitudes of marine life. The majestic eagles and other winged creatures. Earth Day is considered one of today's biggest international environmental movements. Go to www.earthday.org for information on how you can be part of the dialogue, to recognize our collective responsibility and to help accelerate the transition to an equitable, prosperous green economy for all. We are focused on reframing the conversation, accelerating action, and bringing everyone together. What's going on locally on April 22nd? Join fellow carers of the planet at the Roberts Creek Pier. Information booths, music, food, a clothing swap. Find out more at https://coastculture.com/event/earth-day-2023-at-the-pier/. The Rotary Club is holding its volunteer fair from 10 to 3 p.m. at the Seashelt Seniors Activity Center. Organizer Michael McKenzie encourages you, match your skill set and interests with a group of your choice, including international organizations, environmental, animal welfare, sports, health and wellness, and public safety. The Half Moon Bay Community Association and the Environmental Society will be there to share information about their societies. The Seashelt Garden Club is helping to celebrate the first birthday of the Butterfly Garden in Cascade Green Park. Plan to drop in at the park on Cook Road between 2 and 4 p.m. to view this evolving garden featuring native plants, interpretive signage and rockery. Enjoy socializing with neighbors and friends over light refreshments. Half Moon Bay Trails cleanup crews will be busy on Earth Day. If you chose hiking as your way of celebrating the day, you can thank them for keeping the trails safe at the same time as you're thanking Mother Earth for providing the scenery. Want to help? Sign up at trails@halfmoon-bay.ca. Details are on the HBCA website www.halfmoon-bay.ca. As well, there are lifestyle choices you can make. Reducing animal products in your diet uses crops and natural resources more efficiently, nourishing people and cooling the planet. Sounds like a win-win. Deborah Pajot of Plant-Based Living says, Mother Earth needs us to do what we can for her and eating a plant-based diet is one of the most important. You'll find Deborah at the Roberts Creek Earth Day event. She'll be glad to share what she's learned. You can download a Well-Fed World's Climate-Friendly Food Guide at https://awellfedworld.org/. Those who know me know I embrace a plant-based lifestyle. I can attest to the great food provided by many local vendors. Check them out at the Seashelt Farmers and Artisans Market, and at Hoorah and Nourish along the 101. Here in Half Moon Bay, Reggie's Veggies serves up an excellent vegan pizza, Izzy from Meatless Meadows offers artisan vegan food, and Liat Pakes of Health Home creates plant-based prepared family meals. You can reach them through Facebook. If you have any topics, a community event, or story you would like to share, contact me at mcmahonlinda8138@gmail.com.